Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Listening to the Evil Never Dies Podcast midweek episode.
What's going on, evil ones? This is the Evil Never Dies Podcast. I'm Brett, and I'm going to throw another midweek episode at you. This week, I'm going to be talking about the band Testament. Originally formed in 1983 under the name Legacy in Berkeley, California, and they've been labeled as one of the big six of the Bay Area thrash scene in the 1980s. And tonight I'm going to be talking about their fourth studio album, Souls of Black. This album was recorded in June of 1990 at Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California. Genre is thrash metal. Length is 39 minutes and 7 seconds. It was released October 9th, 1990 on Atlantic Megaforce Records. Produced and engineered by Michael Rosen and Testament. And this was their new, they got him as a new producer for this album. They had went with the same guys for their previous three. So he was the new guy. It was mastered by Tom Coyne at Hit Factory in New York City. Front cover art done by William Benson. And the cover, it's got some hooded, no face, I don't know, I guess you might call them like Grim Reaper, sort of, maybe, with the hoods on and the cloak. They're floating above the water under skull-shaped clouds. It's a pretty evil as fuck. Hit number 73 on the Billboard Top 200, number 35 in the UK, and it still hasn't even went gold in the US yet. So, all right, band members. First we have Chuck Billy on vocals, and he's got a very unique voice for being in the thrash genre, for sure. Very different. Eric Peterson on guitars, Alex Skolnick on guitars, and he's also been in the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and he's also been in Sabotage. Yeah, Sabotage. Got Greg Christian on bass guitar. Louis Clemente on drums. Now this album, it has a lot, deals with a lot of stuff about society in general, politics, religion, suicide, megalomania, and warfare. And the track list, track one is Beginning of the End, and that's an instrumental. Track 2, Face the Sky. Track 3, Falling Fast. Track 4, Souls of Black, and that was released as a single, and there was also a music video of that song. Track 5, Absence of Light. Track 6, Love to Hate. Track 7, Malpractice. Track 8, One Man's Fate. Track 9 is The Legacy, and that's a pretty mellow song. And that was also released as a single, and there was also a music video for that also. And rounding up with track 10, 7 Days of May. Now, this album has probably some of the best guitar work on it for a thrash album, for sure. Skolnick and Peterson are both awesome on this record. Very good guitar work on here, so. Alright, let's go over the tour a little bit here. The main reason that they put this album out was so they could get on the Clash of the Titans tour with Slayer, Megadeth, and Suicidal Tendencies. And they started in Europe September 22nd, 1990 in Belgium, and ended on October 14th, 1990 at a sold-out show at Wembley Stadium in London. And then they came back to North America on Halloween night, 1990, where they opened up for Megadeth and Judas Priest. And that was in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And that was the beginning of the Painkiller tour also for Judas Priest. Then they did some off dates with Slayer. And then they actually did two U.S. concerts for the Clash of the Titans, where two of the shows, Alice in Chains, were added on, and one of them, Anthrax, was added on to the lineup. Then the tour finally ended on November 1st, 1991, with Megadeth and Priest in Portland, Oregon. And I like this album. I lived out in California when this first came out. And, of course, the big station out there at the time, metal station, was KNAC out of Long Beach. And they always played a lot of Testament, especially off of this one. They played a lot. I remember being out there, so. But that's about all I got for Testament. I give it 3.5 Devil Horns. It's not their best album. Actually, I think the one before it was actually a little better, but that'll be another time. So, all right, everybody, support local. Check us out on YouTube. I'm going to post the link to that on the show from now on. Check us out on social media. And I'm also going to put a merch link up. Get you a t-shirt or something if you feel like it. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Keep it metal. And stay evil, everybody.